we pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Marilyn and Hannah with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland begins the supermarket pricings probe in Bundaberg today. The probe will look into issues of supermarket markups, profit margins, current policies and more. According to ABC, the inquiry chair Tom Smith says the hearing will be partially closed as some farmers providing evidence fear repercussions to their livelihood from big supermarkets. Smith states the Select Committee into Supermarket Pricings will decide on recommendations for the government to improve the industry for farmers and consumers. In other local news, health benefits of a Jurassic nut revealed by UQ researchers. As energy and nutrient-dense bush food, the bunion nut could have huge commercial potential. Dr. Jacqueline Moore Nadolny says the nut is excellent for all, being low in fat, high in fiber, and gluten-free. Its current lack of production has been attributed to environmental challenges. In national news, 1 million households in New South Wales will be receiving renewable energy, thanks to new deals signed with the Albanese and the Minns government. This is part of the taxpayer-funded capacity investment scheme unveiled in November, which aims to replace coal-fired power plants through federal investment in partnerships with states and territories. The Albanese government has also announced the largest single-ever tender for renewable energy in Australia, targeting 6 gigawatts of new variable renewable energy projects. The first auction is set for late May.
In other national news, the Australian National University has collaborated with King's Forensics in the UK to use cutting-edge, low-cost genomic sequencing technology to save trafficked parrots caught in illegal wildlife trade. Chief Investigator and Researcher from ANU, Dr. George Ola, says that the forensic genomic toolkit is similar to the database used by Interpol to identify people based on international DNA kinship mapping. The team will be traveling to Indonesia to collect DNA samples from threatened species in order to add to the database, and law enforcement agencies will be able to consult this database when investigating if parrots have been trafficked. In international news, a 3,400-year-old statue depicting the head of King Ramses II has returned to Egypt after it was stolen and smuggled out of the country more than 30 years ago. The statue will be restored and is currently in the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, but it is not on display. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.